silence here, actually two, before tonight's game. One was a moment of silence to recognize 9/11, which was this past week. And the second one was to recognize the passing of a longtime BG legendary coach, Vern Wallace. And this was the statement that they read here over the PA system. They said, the BG School District would like to take a moment to remember longtime teacher and Section 4 Hall of Fame coach, Vern Wallace, whom the community recently lost. Throughout his multi-sport coaching career, Vern's reward was not only found in the win-loss column, the multiple wrestling championships, or founding the Memorial Day Wrestling Tournament, but enjoying the pride he instilled in young athletes. Thank you, Vern. And I am on the Section 4 Hall of Fame committee, and Vern got in a few years ago, a very impressive resume, gave his blood, sweat, tears, heart, and soul to this BG community. He will be missed. A lot of people talking about him around here this week. Big loss for this community. So Vern Wallace and his family, he's in our thoughts. So, and I know he's probably looking down, gave us this beautiful weather night here tonight for BG and Walton. What a great way to start the season here, Sky. Two teams that look very evenly matched. I know you definitely know a little bit about the Walton side, having been an assistant coach there for a few years. I think we're going to see bread and butter Walton football. Things never really change over there, do they?
No, they don't, and that's including the coaching staff. I'm looking down at the list right here, and it's pretty much the same from when I was there a few years ago, but they're a very experienced staff. They really know the ins and outs of the offense and the defense that they want to run, so you know they're coming in prepared. But I was very impressed by this BG team last year, and I looked down through the roster, a lot of returning players, a couple that I remember very, very well, especially their quarterback, Connor Davey.
Yeah, Connor Davey, a tremendous athlete. He's one of the best baseball players in the area, and he ran wild against Oneida last week as BG traveled up there, had a intersectional matchup, and he had long touchdown runs of 79, 58, and then a shorter run of 9 yards. So he ran for three touchdowns and then threw a bomb to Declan Marshfield. So he is just one of those guys that, you know, you might get him in the backfield a few times, but he has that big play ability anytime. I'm excited to watch him here tonight.
Me too. As I said, last year I remember him seeing little things that, you know, improve each game because we did a couple down here, and now he's a junior, which means he still has another year left after this. But key for Walton will definitely be to stop him tonight because those big plays, they can sometimes make or break and completely swing the momentum of the game.
Talking with Walton head coach Adam Hoover, he said, we have prepared all week because Connor Davey is a heck of an athlete. We have to be aware. Walton will have the opening kickoff here. They will receive and tackled at the 25-yard line. That is where Walton will start things off. And a great tackle by Ryan Larson to get down and make that play. London Gardner had nowhere to go. Walton will be going left to right on your radio dial. They have the orange helmets, as they always have, the white tops with the black and orange trim, the black pants. Again, they'll be going left to right. BG is in the home navy blue uniforms with the white trim, the white numbers, and they have the Tioga, kind of that Michigan Wolverines-looking helmet with the stripes over the top, and that is the navy blue and white as well. So good uniform combos here tonight. And the officials are going to blow this play dead here before they even get up to the line. Now it looks like everybody getting set. So starting on their own 25, going left to right, here is the Walton Warriors offense, and Caleb Morin is the senior quarterback here tonight. And they're going to run up the middle, a great handoff and a first down for Walton out to the 39-yard line. And carrying that ball was Parker Cash. We should see a lot of him here tonight for the Walton Warriors.
Walton going pretty quick here, getting right back on the ball, not even huddling as well. Sometimes Coach Hoover does this type of offense where he wants to get a little bit of a pace going to the game, not let the defense really get any calls that made out there.
So a first down run there on their first run of the evening. They'll hand off again to the left side, pushing the pile forward for about 2 yards. This was Darren Wally. And again, Walton, I've noticed the last few years, running back by committee. You could hand it off to four, five, six different guys. And so far tonight, two carries, two different ball carriers.
Only difference is this year they have a 6'10" guy they could throw the ball to.
Boy, he is a heck of a basketball player in Landon Stanton. And we'll see if they get him involved here tonight in the passing game. This is going to be a second down and about six to go. Another handoff left side, and they'll be near midfield. Tackle there. Handoff to London Gardner. So the third different ball carrier we've seen here tonight for Walton as they continue the ground and pound. As we're about a minute and a half in, scoreless here early in the first quarter between BG and Walton.
Walton still not huddling, looking to set a pretty good pace here early on.
So again, Caleb Morin, the senior quarterback, barking out the signals. Three runners in the backfield. And they'll run up the middle here on a third and short, and they're going to come up short. right at midfield, handed off there to Parker Cash. He was met by a wall of navy blue and white. So fourth down and about maybe one, maybe two to go here right at midfield.
Looks like they're going for it here. This is a big play.
We're 2 minutes in. We're scoreless. Walton, a couple of big runs that gashed right up the middle to start this game, but now the Bobcats trying to stop them on fourth down right at midfield. And a nice rush up the middle. The ball's on the ground, and BG's got it. Recovered at their own 45. That ball popped loose, and a great rush up the middle. Great timing on that. Really flustered that play for Walton. They had nowhere to go.
The linebacker for BG timed that blitz perfectly. He couldn't have made it any better. Completely untouched, caused the fumble. BG picks up the ball on their side of the 50.
That looked like Anthony Pfaff that came sprinting through there. And then I think quarterback Caleb Morin was shocked, I think, to get hit that quickly. Ball came loose, and BG will now, going right to left, pick it up at the Walton 46-yard line. And in the shotgun to start this game will be Connor Davey. And he's got Caden Seymour off his left hip here. Two wide receivers split to the right, two to the left. They're going to throw on first down to the outside. Almost picked off here at the 40. Walton defender got his hands on it, but it slipped through. Second down coming up with 9:35 to go first quarter. We're scoreless.
Looked like Davey was expecting a different route by the receiver. It looked like he was expecting him to come back. Receiver kept going a little bit. That's where it gets dangerous because, like you said, almost picked off there for Walton. What a change of momentum again that would have been in this game.
Yeah, it looked like they just weren't on the same page there, and Walton almost comes up with the turnover. But this will be a second down and 10 here for the BG Bobcats. Again, Davey is in the shotgun. His foot is right on the 50-yard line. He's going to hand off to Seymour, cuts up the middle, and he's going to get that first down across the 35, dragging tacklers to the 34. Move the chains for the Bobcats.
He's gotten up for a Bobcat.
A nice run up the middle there by the senior running back, Caden Seymour. That brings the fans to their feet here in BG.
Looks like that was some sort of read option there for BG, and when you have an athlete and a runner like Connor Davey in the backfield, you have to respect that. And it makes it tough to pick which option you're going to go with, the running back or stay with the quarterback.
First down here for BG. They're in Walton territory at the 35. They go back to the air into double coverage, and this time it's picked off by Walton. Eddie Salambangan is over there, and he was the defender who got his fingertips on it a minute ago. This time he picks it off at the Walton 10-yard line. Eddie Salambangan, the senior DB, floats back, and he's able to pick that off. And again, he had his hands on the first one. This time he doesn't drop it, and Walton will get it back with 8:52 to go first quarter, and we are scoreless.
Nice read there by Salambangan to make that play. He got up there pretty high, which in full pads on in a football uniform, that's kind of tough to do, but great play reading that pass right there. Get the ball back for Walton. See if they can do anything here on offense.
Really athletic play there. He kind of looked like he was floating for a minute to go up and get that one. So the Warriors will get it back deep in their own end, going left to right in a scoreless game. And about 8:45 to go in the first quarter. A run to the left side for Walton goes nowhere. And that was Darren Wally, again met by a big wall of navy blue and white on the far side. Looks like Isaiah Hampton led the charge there for BG.
The last time I think I saw someone jump that high was Nate Law in a turkey Thanksgiving costume, I believe, one time. Or maybe it was Halloween, but I think second highest jump I've ever seen other than that picture right there.
I can honestly say I could not jump very high, even without the turkey suit, but in that turkey suit, yeah, I was going nowhere. Run up the middle here for Walton, and this will give him a little bit of breathing room out to the 20-yard line, very close to a first down. And running on the play there was Parker Cash, the sophomore running back, and it looks like they're going to give it to him, yes. So a first down run, and that's going to help Walton. They were kind of had their backs against the goal line there. First and 10 out to the Walton 20, going left to right. Again, they're in the white tops tonight, the orange helmets, the black pants. BG's in the navy blue with the white trim. 7:45 to go first quarter here on CDO. We're scoreless, a handoff to the outside here for Parker Cash, and again, nowhere to go as coming in was Caden Seymour leading the charge on the tackle for the Bobcats. Good defense on the interior here by the Bobcats. After throwing that interception, they've really not given up much room to the Walton Warriors.
Second down for Walton.
7:20 to go first quarter. I'm Nate Lull, joined by Skylar Thompson. Jim Tomeo is our in-game producer back at the WCDO studios in Sydney. Craig Stevens joining him tonight. helping out with everything we need back at the station. A handoff here for Walton on a second down and nine. Again, they try to run right up the gut and nowhere to go. The Bobcats were right there. And again, they tried to go back to Parker Cash. I'm always so interested, Sky, with how Walton does this. I mean, yeah, sometimes you're only going to get a yard, but they just keep pounding and pounding, and they really feel that they can win that battle in the trenches, and they'll eventually break one through there.
And it's interesting you say that, because I believe last week against Oneonta, they got all their points in the first half, I believe. So the second half, they didn't wear them down, interestingly enough.
Yeah, Walton coming in a 24-12 victory in week zero, they call it, against the Oneonta Yellow Jackets. And here on a third and six, again, they try to run up the middle and absolutely nowhere to go. Just stonewalled there by BG. Is going to bring up fourth down and about seven or eight to go, with Walton pinned back in their own end. And they're going to probably, I would assume, punt this one away. So Walton goes nowhere after that interception. With 6 minutes to go in the first quarter, we are scoreless. And Walton looks like they will punt it away here with Darren Wally. Connor Davey, as well as Declan Marshfield, back to receive on the BG 40-yard line to our right. Going to be a flag on the play here against Walton, I believe. Yeah, going to be a false start here against Walton, backing them up a little bit. BG comes in with a 28-20 victory over Oneida, so both teams 1-0, off to a good start. But I've had this game circled on the calendar since it came out. I thought with what both teams were returning, we'd have a fun one here tonight.
Now, is this a league game? Remind me.
So they are in different divisions
okay.
Right now. The ever-changing landscape of Section 4 football. We can talk about that for sure, as we can tell you about the division standings when we get a little break later, perhaps during halftime. Good punt here by Darren Wally. BG is going to let this one bounce, and it's going to take a Walton bounce all the way back to about the 36-yard line. Surprised that Davey or Marshfield maybe didn't want to make a play on that. Instead, they stayed away, and BG will gather it up at their own 36-yard line, going right to left. We are scoreless between BG and Walton with 5.5 minutes to go in the first quarter. Something I learned tonight, and I probably should have known this before, Sky, was that BG head coach in his second year, Art Regas, is a Walton grad, and he played for Jim Hoover. So I was talking with Adam Hoover, and I said, would Art have played for your dad? He said, oh, yeah, back in the probably about the late 70s. So I said, there's always a Walton connection somewhere.
Is anyone from Walton at this point not having played for Jim Hoover?
That's a great point. And on first down, we'll have a flag coming in. They handed it off to Seymour, but nowhere to go for him. Well, he actually had a couple of yards, but it was a false start here against BG.
And for you to not know something, that's even more shocking, as opposed to, you know, him having been coached by Jim Hoover.
Well, we've known Art for a long time when he was coaching in Oneonta. I've known him from working at Norwich. He spent some time with the UV program. But I guess I just didn't know where he went to school. And so when Coach Adam Hoover told me that, and I said, I got to ask, did he play for your dad? Of course he did. He said, of course he did. So I did a podcast a couple of years ago now with Adam and Jim, and I learned so much about that Walton program, but there's just still so many wrinkles you learn every time you talk to those guys. 5.5 to go, first quarter. We are scoreless here between BG and Walton. Going to be a first down and 15, and they're going to go right back to Seymour, and he is met at the line by the Walton defense. Crashing through there was Landon Taylor meeting Seymour, and he had nowhere to go. This is going to bring up second down and 15 for the Bobcats, as they are on their own 30-yard line going right to left.
Jim Hoover would need like his own season of a podcast episode with you to go through all those stories.
We could have talked for easily another hour or two, and I felt like I learned so much even in the hour and change that we had him on. It was great. You can always go back and listen to that. My podcast is available on NateLull.com, WCDOSports.com, or any podcast app. And a throw over the middle here for BG is hauled in on that second down and 15 near midfield. Great catch there by Parker Boutis at midfield. Had to reach way up over his head and pull it in. Looked like it was going to be incomplete, but Parker's able to haul that one in. Great catch.
That really was a great catch. I'm surprised he came down with that, to be honest, but that was a great catch right there. And well-played defense, though. That's the even more impressive part. It wasn't wide open, well-covered, but just a better catch.
Yeah, two defenders lurking in the area, but this time Davey finds him. BG back to midfield. Flushed out of the pocket, and this is where Davey is dangerous. Runs to his right, stiff-armed, and steps out of bounds at the 40. Picks up some nice yardage there with 4:15 to go in this first quarter. We're scoreless here between the Bobcats and the Warriors. Really made something out of nothing there. Picked up about 5 or 6 yards. So BG now going right to left at the 41-yard line there into Walton territory as we come up on 4 minutes to go here first quarter.
Here comes
a beautiful fall night here for technically what we would say is week one of the high school football season. Week zero was last weekend. Not everybody played, but most teams are on their second game of the fall season. Second down and five. BG wants to throw out into the flat left side for Marshfield. Makes a nice move. Stiff arm. He's got the first down. 35, 30, still on his feet. 25, 20. Shakes a tackler and tackled at the 15. Great athleticism and great hustle there by Declan Marshfield for BG.
And he ran through somebody to get to break that tackle. That was really impressive. Just lowered his shoulder, went right through, kept his feet moving, picked up the extra yardage.
3:55 to go, first quarter, scoreless between BG and Walton. BG knocking on the door for the first time here tonight inside the Walton 20 down to the 17-yard line. And they're going to have one wide receiver to the right and two to the left. Marshfield is lined up to the right as well. Davey is in the shotgun, and off his right hip is Caden Seymour, and then we got a false start here against the Bobcats. It'll back him up.
False start of the Bobcats.
It'll be a first and 15 coming up. Yeah, we can talk about the divisions and how everybody is faring so far record-wise during our Morabito Energy Products halftime report. And we can tell you where you can find some great information if you're looking for the standings this year. Of course, I have them on my site, but Section 4 has some new options as well. So we can tell you about that as one of our favorite websites, the Section 4 football website, which was run independently of Section 4, is, at least at the moment, no longer. But we can talk about all that at halftime for sure.
I'd imagine you picked that up with all the free time
you
have.
Oh, all my free time, sure. A little sweep here from the left to the right. BG with a handoff to the 20, 15, 10, 5, and then knocked out of bounds. Isaiah Hampton on the sweep down to about the 2-yard line before he's knocked out of bounds, and he really turned down the jets there. Scoreless between BG and Walton. 3:48 to go first quarter. And BG is knocking on the door.
Nate, I love that move that he just made there. He slowed down a little, gave a little hesitation, and then got around on the outside. That was a really nice move and kind of something a lot of guys don't pay attention to. You and I have talked about it many times with the changing of speeds and stuff like that. That was a great example of that.
Yeah, very impressive. And now here's BG at about the 4-yard line. Davey turns on the jets to the left side, bowls over a tackler, and he is in for the Bobcats touchdown. Lowered the shoulder, and Connor Davey is in for six. With 3:40 to go in the first quarter.
It wasn't a 70-yarder, but still got in, Nate.
So Connor Davey, with about a 5-yard TD run there, is able to score for BG, and he just wasn't going to be denied.
Oh, here we go. Look at this.
Lowered that shoulder, and boy, this is a 2-point conversion. We'll explain it more in a moment. This is a la Unitigo from a few years ago. Davey, the direct snap, tries to run up the middle, and Walton isn't fooled. And it has nowhere to go. And, Sky, let's discuss that, where it's kind of old school. Sydney did it for a while, too. The line kind of lines up to the left, and then it's a direct snap to the quarterback with really nobody in front of him.
Yeah, they had all the offensive linemen line up to the left. They had the center snap the ball to the quarterback with a running back next to him. Davey that time just kept it. But I saw an interesting play, a version of this, the other week in college football, where they just snapped the ball to the guy behind the offensive lineman on the left, and he ran it in. You're trying to catch the defense off guard, I'd imagine. Not sure how to line up, but, interesting to start that there for the two-point conversion.
We'll keep it right here. A 6-0 lead for BG over the Walton Warriors with 3:40 to go in the first quarter. And I would assume, too, that they got probably a couple different versions of that. So next time you might see something different, even though it got stopped this time. So we've seen a lot of different teams. I remember Sydney and Unitigo using it over the last probably 5 years or so. And, it's always a little unique, a little different.
I would imagine it's a numbers game, right? They're probably counting how many guys are lined up in the box or what we consider the box and how many are lined up out wide. And if you have a favorable matchup out wide, maybe he gets it, throws it out there immediately. You're thinking, with all the blockers we got, should be able to just kind of walk right in, or if there's, not enough here in front of me with the quarterback, maybe keep it, but Walton did a great job of reading that and stopping it right there.
So Bainbridge-Guilford with a 6-0 lead over the visiting Walton Warriors. The Orange Crush are going to try to answer now. Again, with 3:40 to go in this first quarter, I'm Nate Lull, joined by Skylar Thompson. Appreciate you listening as well online at WCDOsports.com, brought to you by SFCU. They are a longtime sponsor of our game audio archive and our live stream. Walton on the run back here, nowhere to go, bobbling the ball there. They were able to maybe get 2 or 3 yards. It was Dawson Gregory, I believe, on the return. He bobbled it, was able to get 2 or 3 yards, and then, boy, BG was there to meet him with a group of tacklers.
And by the way, your website is phenomenal, by the way. I know you're saying section 4, but really, for anything local, natelull.com is the place to go. And no, it really is. I mean, I go there almost every morning this time of the year, it feels like, and especially what I love seeing the last update at 3:30 a.m.
There are a lot of late nights. The fall is really maybe the busiest time of the year because you forget all the sports that we have locally in the fall. We'll get back to that in a moment as Walton has the ball going left to right, starting on their own 30. They'll look to hand it off up the middle. And again, a run for about maybe 3 yards here coming off the bottom of the pile was London Gardner. But when you think about fall sports, football, soccer, cross country, field hockey, volleyball, I'm probably forgetting a few in there.
So golf.
Golf, yes. It's just as I make my list every day of games, it's a lot. And I feel like there's even more I could be doing. There's just not enough hours in the day.
I think you got to do a golf match on the radio. Do the whispering voice, you know.
That might be interesting. So, but we have some really great local golf teams.
We do.
This year. Norwich is excellent. Green, Oneonta, a lot of very good golf teams. Sydney as well, looking very good again this year. Another handoff for Walton, has nowhere to go. This BGD line, Timmy Kinter getting in there to get the tackle, and this is going to bring up a third down and about 6 to go as Walton is at their own 35, and head coach Adam Hoover wants to talk it over. Walton takes a timeout. We'll take a timeout as well. 2:45 to go first quarter here in Bainbridge. It's BG leading Walton 6-0 on WCDO.
Your friends at Morabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Morabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, we strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Morabito Gresham Insurance team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-0279 and let Morabito Gresham work for you.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
2:45 to go, first quarter. Welcome back. I'm Nate Lull, joined by Skylar Thompson. Walton taking a timeout there as the run game on this drive so far has really come up empty. The Warriors on a key third down here, going left to right. They're at their own 36-yard line, about a 3rd and 6 here, I would say.
Yeah, I think Coach Hoover wanted to talk this over. This is a big play because if they don't pick up this first down, you'd assume probably that they'd have to punt again, being, you know, on their own 36-yard line. So, you know, you got to think this is a big play to try to get some momentum back for this Walton offense.
Walton here on a key 3rd and 6. They're going to throw. We got a flag on the play. Pass is incomplete over the head of London Gardner, and we'll see what this flag is here, Scott. Did somebody jump early?
I don't know. It was thrown right away, so I'm curious after the happened as soon as the snap happened.
Looks like it's going to be a false start here against Walton, which does not help their case.
Decline.
Yeah, so it's declined, so we're going to have a 4th down here for Walton. 2:40 to go, first quarter, and BG leading 6-0 on that Connor Davey 5-yard TD run. And there was a huge pass on that last drive for BG to help set that up as Davey was able to hit Parker Boutis over the middle, which really kept that drive alive. 4th down here for Walton, again at their own 35. They're going to punt it away, and Marshfield and Davey are to our right, standing back at the BG 33-yard line to receive.
That's two good guys to have back there, Nate.
Another solid punt, more of a line drive. Marshfield's going to pick it up, and he's got some speed to the outside. Marshfield cuts back to the 50. A flag in the back as Marshfield is with about a 15-yard return there, and we'll see what the flag is for.
If it's behind the play, normally it's some sort of block in the back or holding or something like that, but I don't want to assume.
Came from the judge on the far side in the back. And so we'll see what the call is here in just a moment. But again, make sure you stay tuned. The Marabito Energy Products halftime report coming up after the end of the second quarter, as we're still late in the first quarter here. Great crowd on hand for this week one, but the second game of the year between the Bobcats and the Warriors. And looks like this one is going to go against BG possibly.
Head-to-head block, I think, was the call.
So some sort of a bad block here against BG during the return, I would say, is going to...
Curious how many yards they...
Exactly. I'm not exactly sure they're going to mark it off. But the run by Marshfield is going to be negated here. 15-yard penalty, it looks like.
Wow.
Going to bring him back pretty much to where Marshfield caught that ball. BG will have it at the 35, so negating a nice 15 or 17-yard run back there by Marshfield.
As a former punt returner many, many years ago, by the way, those always hurt when you have a nice return like that. You turn around, there's a flag on the field.
Is that the first thing when you pop up off the ground you're looking for? Was there a flag?
It happened too many times to admit, yes, it sucks, but yes, it happened.
Hand off to Marshfield. Cuts to the left side as BG goes right to left. He's shoved out of bounds at the 40. So about a 5 to 6 yard pickup there for Marshfield. If you can get him the ball in space, we've seen him over his varsity career be very shifty with a good change in speed too.
I remember one time we were playing at home against Norwich, and I had a kickoff return for a touchdown. I turned around, there's a flag on the field, and I was like, are you kidding me? It was a pretty good return. I'm not trying to, you know, brag or anything. It was actually a face mask. During my run, the guy grabbed my own face mask, so touchdown still counted.
Wow. Yeah, especially when you score. That's probably the last time you want to see a flag. And this is going to be a handoff for BG on second down. It's going to be very close. I think they got the first down up the middle. A nice spinning run by Caden Seymour is going to bounce it out to about the 46-yard line with BG going right to left. With 2:25 to go in this first quarter, BG 6 and Walton nothing.
That was many years ago. 10 years ago, actually, at this point.
Wow.
I know.
And against Norwich, the longtime Oneonta rival.
You know, we didn't win too many of those games, or ever, but that's the unfortunate part of that rivalry for my career.
So here is BG with a first and 10 at their own 45. Davey takes the handoff, rolls to his right. He's got some running room. Great throw on the run, and this one is deflected away. Good defense by Walton. Good coverage by London Gardner. But let's just talk about that. I mean, Davey, yes, he doesn't connect on that, but he throws that one on the run, a solid 35, 40 yards. Heck of an arm there.
That was an impressive throw, especially when you're on the run, like you said, Nate. I mean, that's a tough throw. And when we throw back to when I was coaching on the Walton team, I don't know how, but I ended up working with quarterbacks, and I was not a quarterback, couldn't throw the ball at all. But I would work with Dylan Jacob on throwing on the run because he was another good athlete, kind of like Connor Davey. Getting the quarterback outside the pocket, but he's still got to be able to make good throws. And that was a great throw right there on the run.
Yeah, I would describe, if you knew the game of Dylan Jacob, I mean, Connor Davey, very similar type of game. Loved watching Dylan and those great Walton teams. They really took Tioga to the wire back in that 2019 Section 4 Class D championship game down on one of the coldest days we've had on the air here. That game was down at J.C. Boy, it was cold. How were you on the sideline that day?
I was basically not moving, so that's how I was still on the sideline. I was basically frozen right to the grass.
An incomplete pass on second down will give us third and long here for the BG Bobcats with 1:20 to go in this first quarter there at their own 45-yard line. And now I think BG wants to talk this over, and they will. So it was a fast-moving first quarter, but the last minute or two was really slowed down, and now BG wants to take a timeout. The Bobcats leading Walton 6-0, late first quarter on WCDO.
Every day at NBT Bank, we focus our business around all the ways we can help yours. We're large enough to offer leading business and digital solutions, but local enough to ensure personalized one-on-one service. So turn to NBT Bank for a full range of business solutions, like capital and treasury management services, even fraud protection, and see how NBT Bank is just the right size to help you do big things. Visit nbtbank.com to learn more and start a conversation. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. ACCO Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. ACCO Brands continues their tradition of supporting the efforts of young people in our area. ACCO Brands of Sydney. Cheers on student athletes in every sport.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, WCDO.
All right, welcome back out of the timeout. A third and long here for the BG Bobcats, going right to left. And Davey's going to drop back out of the timeout. He's flushed out of the pocket. He's running the wrong way, but he escapes it. Going to get back to the line of scrimmage. Davey still on the run, diving forward across midfield to the 45. Hit first to about the 43. Very close to a first down here. Boy, he ran about 10 yards in the wrong direction, but then used a great burst on the right side to get out of there. And did he get enough for the first?
There we go. The chains are moving.
Wow.
And Nate, I know we just talked about it, but that was really like Dylan right there, to go one way, loop back around, and he even had the ball sticking out behind kind of like Dylan used to, which always worried me, but what a move right there by Connor Davey.
I know that ball was kind of flapping in the wind there. It makes you nervous, but that extra effort on the dive was able to pick up the first down for BG. Now here's Davey rolling to his right, another great throw on the run, but this time it's picked off by Walton. Second INT of the night here for the Walton Warriors, and the second one for Eddie Salambangan. Turned around in great coverage and picked it off, and Walton with great defense. We do have a flag on the play, though.
When Davey goes back to look at that, he's going to be upset with himself because he had Marshfield wide open right here in the flat. He tried to go to the deep man, got picked off, but Marshall was wide open right in front of him. It's tempting to try to air it out, make the big play, but sometimes you got to make the smart one and get it right here. With a guy like Marshfield, you got to go, like you mentioned earlier, Nate, open field, you got to give the guy a chance.
And that's, you can already see it, you know, Davey walking over to the bench, he was kind of shaking his head, I think saying to himself, I don't have to be the hero right now, we got the lead, take the easy pass.
Yep.
And so Walton playing good defense, keeping this a 6-0 game. Again, they intercept BG deep in Walton territory, so this will be the Warriors now going left to right, starting this drive on their own 14, looking for some breathing room. They need to try to find a way to get the run game going. Worked on the first drive. Since then, they've really been bottled up. Now Walton going to go to the air. The rare pass to the far side is deflected. We do have a flag on the play. And could this be pass interference over there on the far side at the 40-yard line? BG looking frustrated with the call here with 30 seconds to go first quarter. 6-0 lead for the Bobcats. On the coverage there was Boutisse. And haven't gotten the official call yet, but it does look like it's going to be some sort of interference over there. Official was right there watching the play. And so they're going to mark this off, Sky, out to about the 29-yard line.
Yep, so I think they did call the pass interference on that. Walton still's got a lot of field left. They got 71 yards to get to the end zone. So that's the thing. BG's had a couple costly turnovers, but Walton hasn't had good field position yet to start their own drive.
Yeah, even those interceptions, weird to say, almost like a punt in a weird way, because it really has pinned Walton deep. Hand off here for the Warriors to the left side. Really nowhere to go again for Parker Cash. Tripped up at the line. Clock is still moving down to 20 seconds here to go in the first quarter. And we'll see if the Warriors have time to get one more off. This will be a second down and about 9 to go here for the Bobcats. Walton taking the time in their huddle. The lights are on. Beautiful night here in Bainbridge. And that's going to do it for the first quarter. I don't think Walton's going to get this off in time. BG leading 6-0. Second quarter coming up in just a few minutes here on WCDO.
Did you know Sydney Tire is a full-service, one-stop car care center? For wheel alignments, exhaust systems, brake work, front-end repair, oil changes, New York State inspections, as well as expert tire service, Sydney Tire does it all. So join your neighbors and friends and become a satisfied customer for all of your auto service and tire needs at Sydney Tire, Route 7, 1 mile east of Sydney toward Unadilla. Stop in today or call 563-2828 for Sydney Tire and Auto Service Center.
The Delaware National Bank of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local sports on WCDO. DNBD is the 25th oldest bank in the nation, providing over 175 years of service to Delaware County and beyond. DNBD meets all your financial needs. Check out our internet banking services at dnbd.bank. DNBD, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
Welcome back, everybody. Nate Lowell, Skylar Thompson with you on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. Our web stream brought to you by SFCU. Sky, your thoughts after that opening first quarter, back and forth, pretty exciting. Two interceptions by Walton helps keep this a close game, but they haven't been able to cash in on offense.
No, I think both teams are looking back at the first quarter kind of kicking themselves in a way. You know, Walton had a good drive to start the game, and then they come up short on fourth down. BG has a couple good drives that get, you know, stopped because of an interception, and Connor Davey's probably looking at it going, I didn't need to make that play like you said. I'm curious to see if Walton goes back to the no huddle like they started the game with. That's when it seemed like their offense was moving a little bit better with a little more pace to it, but they've gone back to huddling. But BG's defensive line has done a great job stopping the run in the trenches.
Yeah, really, BG in that first quarter won the battle at the line, and that's been kind of the difference so far. Oh, boy, that time, BG tried to time the rush once again, just like they did back in that first quarter. But this time, Anthony Pfaff did not have the timing. He went barreling into the line before the ball was snapped.
I loved it because he tried to stop a little bit, and it was like a slow fall forward, but there was nothing he could do with the momentum there.
And that was smart. I don't know, you know, we're far away from the play, but you wonder if Walton saw that coming and just paused an extra half a second. And, he kind of fell right over there trying to go through the line and time it.
And that's something that maybe, you know, Walton's got to consider is changing up the snap count a little bit, because it seems like BG's timing the snap pretty well. So, situation right there, he timed that perfectly in the first quarter. That was the fourth down stop. Now, you know, if you make the defense have to second-guess the snap count, they can't jump it as quick.
Second down and four now for Walton as they are going right to left to start this second quarter. A pitch to the outside. They got a first down this time out across the 40 to the 42. And let's see who got that on that far. So that was Darren Wally. He took a hard lick as he was getting knocked down, kind of was about halfway down, then took a shot up top. Appears to be fine, though. Move the chains for Walton. So again, early here in the second quarter, it's BG 6, Walton nothing. A close game, as expected, between these Class D rivals. Both teams coming in with a record of 1-0. BG defeating Oneida last weekend, 28-20. And Walton coming in, 24-12 victory over Oneonta last Friday. Handoff up the middle, and the ball's on the turf, and it's scooped up here by BG. Johnny on the spot there was Ryan Larson, and BG is going to recover at the Walton 48-yard line, as the Warriors couldn't hold on to that football. A great recovery by BG, and again, the turnover battle continues here. I believe that's two turnovers on Walton and now two on BG. Well, I should say BG two, and then Walton with their second turnover of the night. Sun going down. You wonder if that ball's a little slippery now as this kind of evening dew sets in.
I'll tell you what, it is a beautiful night, though, really.
Perfect.
You couldn't have picked a better night.
Yeah, this is fantastic. Great weather. I always say that we'll remember this when we're freezing later and when we get into the sectional tournament. A run to the outside here for BG, or a pass, I should say, into the flat and then a run, but nowhere to go. Boy, Isaiah Hampton would not go down. It took him about three Walton Warriors to bring him down, but he doesn't pick up much on the play. With 11.5 to go here in the second quarter. We see our good friend Jason McPherson down there taking some great sports photos. You can stop by Jerry's Inn for a snack after the game, maybe a beverage or two, and see some of Jason and Ricky McPherson's work up on the wall down there at Jerry's. Those guys do a great service for all our local sports teams, especially our teams in the MAC. And they rotate the photos on the wall at the restaurant with every season, so you'll see new photos all the time. A second down and about 12 to go. This one is tipped and intercepted by Walton. To the outside, to the 40, still running it back. We got a flag. Walton might take this one to the house. Down to the 10, to the 5, and pushed out of bounds at about the 2-yard line. A interception by Darren Wally. It was almost a pick six. And Connor Davey, upset with himself, took his helmet off during the play. Right after the play, I should say. And we'll see how this all works out. But the third interception of the night thrown by Davey, and Walton is going to have this one pretty much down near the goal line unless it comes back.
And Davey's lucky on that one. He took his helmet off and slammed it on the field. Lucky, I don't think that was seen, but some obvious frustration there for a very good player and athlete.
That ball was tipped by Darren Wally. It went sky high, and then he was able to grab it, and he had some nice blocking, which brought it all the way down the sideline. But, you know, everybody is walking back here almost to where the interception was. So I'm interested to see what the call is going to be here, Sky.
Blocking the back on Walton. And that's, you know, this is exactly what we're talking about. They've got something good going. They had the ball down on the 3-yard line, it looked like. And now they're going to be 15 yards from the spot of the foul, which is going to push them back.
Yeah, boy, where are they going to start this? I mean, probably, boy, at about the 40. So even, I mean, I think he picked that ball off at about the 40. Yeah, it's going to be about where he intercepted the pass on that right wing side. So this is going to be at the Walton 46. So that great run back after an awesome interception by Darren Wally is totally wiped out by the call. And all that hard work by Wally, he did have a great wall of teammates that were trying to get him down to the end zone. This is probably, though, the best field position that Walton has had to start a drive all night. They'll hand it off up the middle, and nowhere to go. Brought down at about the 49 and then dragged backwards. The BG defense fired up there as London Gardner, the carrier on the left side, had nowhere to go. So 10:50 to go here, second quarter. It is BG 6 and Walton nothing. This is about where they fumbled the ball, too, so it seems like they just keep giving it back to each other in about the same spot.
And everyone in Walton's like, are you seriously bringing that back up right now?
Well, it has been kind of a battle of turnovers here so far tonight. It's been the story.
You know, we mentioned the weather. I always love coming here to BG, but when it's cold out or rainy or snowy, this press box always serves as a great spot to be.
Yeah, this is an excellent spot. We are well taken care of here as Walton on a third, I think that was third down, correct?
Second
down, so this will bring up third down. Third and about four, maybe three to go. Walton just over midfield into BG territory, going right to left.
This is about exactly where they were in the exact situation almost in that first drive, like you said.
So a third and about four here for Walton. 9:55 to go, second quarter, a 6-0 lead for BG over the Walton Warriors here in Class D football action tonight in Section 4 in Bainbridge.
Walton sticking with the two tight ends, three running backs in the backfield formation.
They'll look to hand it off again. They're going to get the first down and a little more. Cutbacks to the 30, to the 25, still on his feet, to the 20, dragged down at the 15. We got a flag on the play. London Gardner, the junior running back, broke free, but we'll see what the flag is here.
It looked like it was thrown on the tackle.
I'm wondering if it's maybe a horse collar of some kind, the way they were dragging him down at the 15. Waiting to see what the call is here with 9.5 to go in the second quarter. A 6-0 lead for BG over Walton, but this is really the best drive of the night that the Walton Warriors have had. Deep into BG territory. And yeah, they're going to mark this off.
I'm assuming horse collar just because he didn't give a motion of any kind.
Was against the Bobcats. A personal foul will bring this down to the 8-yard line. So Walton with a great opportunity here, Sky, with 9.5 to go in the second quarter. Walton trailing BG 6-0. So the Warriors under center here with Caleb Morin. And they'll try to run one up the middle down to the goal line here. Brought down a little bit short. That was Darren Wally again on the carry. So going to be a second down and goal to go here for the Walton Warriors with 9 minutes to go in the second quarter. They trail 6-0. Warriors looking to punch it in here on second and goal. You got to give them credit. It has not gone their way so much here in this first half, but they could possibly tie this game up here on a second down and goal to go. They're going to hand it off, and they plow into the end zone here with Darren Wally, and we are tied up 6-6, Sky.
As you just were saying, Nate, this has not been their half so far, but they tie it up, and they can even take the lead here on this two-point conversion.
So a 1-yard TD run there by Darren Wally. The 6 foot 395 pound junior running back is able to lower the shoulder and work his way in. Boy, we got Jason McPherson and Ben Patton down there, who shoots for the Walton Reporter newspaper. So this game well covered for our local media outlets, for sure. Ben always finds a way to get to about six games in a night. He's crazy. 8:45 to go, second quarter. We're tied 6-6. 2-point conversion coming here for Walton. And they're going to pitch it to the outside, cutting back, and the 2-point conversion is good, I believe. Boy, he had to cut back, and yes, he's in. London Gardner got it for two.
He was basically carried in there. It looked like he was stopped, but great job by that Walton offensive line pushing him in.
So they're able to get the 2-point conversion, and now Walton leads 8-6 with 8:45 to go in the second quarter. The Warriors take the lead here on CDO.
The Sydney and Norwich McDonald's are proud supporters of high school sports on WCDL, and McDonald's is hiring for all shifts. The Sydney and Norwich McDonald's offer flexible hours and will work around school schedule. Apply online at mcstate.com and select the Sydney or Norwich McDonald's, or stop in and ask for an application from one of our managers. McDonald's of Sydney and Norwich is an equal opportunity employer.
With cooler weather on the way, now is the time to think about getting your furnace and those air ducts clean for this year's heating season. Hi, this is Kurt Gardner of Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney, and I wanted to take a moment to remind you about the basic maintenance of your heating system at home. It is important to do this annually to prevent expensive repairs later on during the winter months. For all your heating, air duct cleaning, plumbing, and electrical work, give me a call at 349-0831. That's 349-0831 for Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Walton kicking off, and BG will receive. After that Walton touchdown, it's Walton 8 and BG 6. Running up the middle is Marshfield, out to the BG 40-yard line before he's tackled. And BG, who's had the lead for most of this game, now finding themselves down 8-6 with 8:40 to go before the halftime break. Can they cut down on the turnovers? That's key here, Scott.
I'm curious to see how Connor Davey replies here. You know, he's had a rough first half so far. We still got 8:40 left in the second quarter, but three interceptions already. But mentally, can he bring himself back in, you know, lead this offense like we know he can? There's still a lot of game left. You can't, you know, dwell on what's already happened. It has happened. You can't change it. Now we got to go forward.
I wonder if we'll see him tuck it and run a little more. He had two long touchdown runs last weekend against Oneida. And he'll hand it off up the middle here for BG on first down across the 45 out to the 47 here for Caden Seymour. But will we see him get more active with his legs? Connor Davey, that is. I feel like BG's just got to settle in. A real good drive here, maybe put some points up, would go a long way for their confidence going into the halftime break. Davey on a second down and 5 here. Again, we'll go right back to Seymour up the middle. Cutting back to the 50 before he's tackled will bring up third down at about 2 to go right at midfield as BG goes left to right. I'm Nate Lull, joined by Skylar Thompson tonight here on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. Our web stream, as always, brought to you by SFCU. Third and short, Davey's going to tuck it and run to the outside. Cutting back, the Walton defense is there. I believe Davey's got the first down. He's into Walton territory. Depends on the spot. Yes, they are going to move the chains. You know, I was just thinking, though, Sky, maybe Davey is not tucking and run because Walton has prepared so well, put a spy on him. He's not seeing those openings as much.
Like I said, it looks like a couple of the players are doing a little read option, and Walton's probably playing, like you said, okay, we'll let you hand this off. We don't want to give you any space, especially after what he did last week.
Hand off to Marshfield and a little draw to the left side. Nowhere to go. And great job by the Walton defense. Landon Taylor, again, he's been all over the line tonight, ripping guys down. And no gain there for BG, second and 10, with 7:15 to go in the second quarter. It's Walton 8 and BG 6.
Kind of like that basketball mindset. It's like, we know, you know, what you can do, we want to stop that. We'll let anyone else kind of beat us mentality. I think that's kind of the mentality here with Davey. And that's not saying that BG doesn't have other good weapons, because we know they do. But after a 79-yard touchdown last week, like you said, and a 50-something one, it's like, we got to stop that.
Yeah, and from what I was told in the scouting report, a lot of those were just plays where he took it and was able to run, and now a high snap goes over the head of Davey, and he's got to go all the way back to the 37 to fall on this one. Plays last week like that weren't happening for BG, and Davey was just able to use his skills to get out and run. Not so much here tonight, as things have not really gone their way, and Davey is frustrated. With 6.5 to go in the second quarter, this one goes all the way back to the BG 37-yard line, so third down in a country mile, about third and, 25 here for BG. Davey gets the play from the sideline and walks it in here with the Bobcats trailing Walton 8-6. Both teams coming in with a record of 1-0 into tonight's game. Cheerleaders trying to get the crowd back into it here. The pep band is here tonight. All staples of BG football. They throw over the middle, and it's almost picked off and then caught by BG. Marshfield at the 20, down to the 15. Looked like it was going to be another interception, and the football gods give that one to BG. Hit by two Walton defenders before Marshfield brought it down. And Davey knows he got away with one.
So he really got away with one there. That would have been maybe the easiest interception Walton had, because the other three have been pretty impressive plays. But I will tell you that Walton right there, one defender deflected it, but the safety, number 31, Gardner. Coming over. He would have had an easy catch and run, but it was just deflected enough and fell perfectly to BG.
Hand off here on first down to Isaiah Hampton. Tough running, maybe a gain of one. BG now going left to right is inside the Walton 25, about the 22-yard line. So again, two Walton defenders on that long pass play had a chance at it. But kudos to Marshfield to be in the right place at the right time. Didn't give up on that play. Caught it and then picked up an extra 15 on the run after the catch.
And great reaction time. When the ball gets deflected like that, you don't have a whole lot of time to react and get your hands in the right spot. So credit to him, and then catching it and then running, adding a little bit more yardage on top of that.
Walton 8, BG 6, 5.5 to go, second quarter. Thanks for listening tonight here on CDO. Davey flushed out of the pocket now. Avoids the rush, but here comes. Two other players going after him, and he maybe gets back to the line of scrimmage to fight for his life as three Walton defenders were able to track him to the sideline. Didn't get out either, so the clock continues to run. Good job there by Walton, and it was the big fellow that got through first there, Sky, as the 6'10 Landon Stanton was able to get through. They haven't listed at 6'10. I'm not sure. I'm going to go 6'7. That's my guess.
You think it's that off?
I mean, 6'10 is, that's big. I'm not saying he's not a big kid, but maybe 6'8.
Well, you know, it wouldn't be unlike, you know, football rosters to have, you know, a couple extra inches in height or weight, you know. Guys got to be bigger than they are, right?
Here's Davey throwing to the back corner of the left side of the end zone, and that's a touchdown for BG. Hauled in there by Parker Boutisse. BG threw that one up into the night sky. Davey said, go get it. Trusted his receiver. Put six on the board now for the Bobcats. So that drive really comes together for BG.
What another great catch right there, Nate. That was impressive.
Yeah, great throw. And again, Boutisse just going up and being athletic enough to get that on about a 25-yard TD catch.
Here we go. Lining up for the two-point conversion like this again, Nate.
BG takes the lead. It's now 12-8 with 4.5 to go in the second quarter. They're going to go for two. The funky look with the line off to the left wing side. Davey in the shotgun wants to throw, and he's going to throw it to the back corner of the infield end zone for Marshfield. And no, they're going to say he stepped out. So it's no good. Gave Marshfield a good chance. He must have either dropped that or stepped out, but it's no good. And BG leads 12-8, 4.5 to go in the second quarter. We'll be back on CDO.
Brown's Pharmacy in Unadilla is accepting new customers. A visit to the pharmacy shouldn't be a hassle, and it shouldn't take an hour to wait for your prescription. That's why so many people in the Tri-Town area have already switched to Brown's Pharmacy. This is Patrice, and I'm proud to say that our knowledgeable staff is efficient, helpful, and patient-friendly. You're not just another insurance card to us. We are happy to consult with you and answer your questions. So make the switch to Brown's Pharmacy, Main Street in Unadilla. For more information, call us at 369-2131.
Hi, Mike Lang here from Sydney Auto Body. With the arrival of cold weather come slick roads and wandering deer. Unfortunately, those things cause accidents. And if you have an accident, I hope you will consider Sydney Auto Body. We have provided quality repair services on thousands of vehicles. We treat your vehicle like it's our own, and it doesn't leave our shop unless it meets my approval. Remember, after an accident, it's your choice when choosing an auto body repair shop, and I hope you'll give Sydney Auto Body the opportunity to help make things better. We're located on 21 Union Street in Sydney. Call 563-8200.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back, everybody. Nate Lull, Skylar Thompson with you here. 4.5 to go in Bainbridge in the second quarter, and the BG Bobcats football team leading Walton 12-8. Guy, talk about that last drive as BG was able to make some big catch some big breaks and turn it into 6 points.
That drive had a little bit of everything. I mean, you had almost the fourth interception, but then you had a crazy catch and run after that. Connor probably thinking that should have been his fourth, but he lucked out, kept in it, made a nice throw there into the back of the end zone on the left side of the back pylon there, and great catch there. Get the touchdown, take the lead right back, and then they looked like they had a nice two-point conversion, but as you said, must have been out of bounds or not completed the catch or something. But now we'll see what Walton can do to respond, or if BG can stop them and possibly get the ball back before halftime.
And BG will get the ball to start the second half, so that's something to be aware of. So this is a big drive for Walton here. They kind of had the momentum, I would have said. And if that last pass gets picked off, this run going to the outside here for Walton, good for about 2 yards. Again, the momentum would have all been with the Warriors. Again, it was deflected by two Walton defenders before Marshfield for BG grabbed it, and that really turned the tide.
It did, and, you know, important to remember, too, as we're winding down here, both teams have already used a timeout as well, so only two remaining for each side.
Walton going to run it to the far side now with Cash. On a second down and about 8 to go, he picks up 6 or 7 yards. And so Parker Cash with a good run. Still lots of time left. 3:45 to go second quarter as they get out to about the BG 45-yard line. Again, you can stay tuned for our Morabito Energy Products halftime report coming up in just a moment as we have an injured Walton player out on the field. It looks like referee takes a timeout, and the trainer's going to come out to have a look. So we'll step away here with 3:40 to go in the second quarter. Live tonight in Bainbridge, it's BG 12, Walton 8. High school football tonight on WCDO.
Thinking of remodeling your home or office and not sure where to begin? You need the contracting experts, Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin. They're local, fully insured, and offer over 50 years combined experience. From frame to finish, Cohen and Fraser Builders can meet all of your contracting needs. Garages, decks, siding, and additions, plus full plumbing, heating, and electrical work. For professional, honest, exceptional home or business services, call Lee or Ed today at 829-5426. That's 829-5426.
Hello, this is Scott Smith from Neighbors Insurance of Sydney and Oneonta. Neighbors Insurance describes the friendly help you'll receive from agents who understand the language of insurance. We're the neighbors who can help you choose the right coverage for your insurance needs, auto, home, or business. We also specialize in group health insurance. You can find Neighbors Insurance on Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, and on Main Street in the east end of Oneonta. For all your insurance needs, you can count on us. We are Neighbors Insurance.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back. Injured player for Walton was Landon Taylor, who's been great tonight. He did walk off the field under his own power, and now he's coming right back on. Trainer really just gave him a quick look, and he's back in. A run there on first down for Walton, went to the outside with London Gardner, maybe got a yard. Good tackle there by BG. So coming up on 3 minutes to go in the second quarter, it is BG 12, Walton 8. High school football tonight here on CDO, and we got a false start against the Walton Warriors backing them up. This game was pretty clean in the first quarter, and now the Yellow Hankies have really come out here, I would say, in this second frame for both sides. Again, thanks for joining us online, WCDOsports.com, brought to you by SFCU. Glad to have people listening all over the country that always check in, say, grandparents, friends, family out of town, able to use that free service, courtesy of SFCU, on WCDOsports.com. Walton rolling out to the right. They try to throw, and it's out of bounds. Good pressure there from the BG defense, and Caleb Morin, the senior QB, just had to toss that one with 2:45 left second quarter. Third and long coming up for Walton, going right to left. They're on their own 40. Actually, excuse me, they're more up towards about the 42, I would say. So the BG defense trying to hold here late in this second quarter. on a beautiful night for high school football. Lights are on here, one of the best grass fields in the area, well maintained by this BG staff. A great place for us to call a game here. So a key third down, third and long. Walton is going to try to throw. Here comes the rush, though, and again, Walton has to throw it away. Breaking through the line was Braden Swarthout, and Walton had nowhere to go. Fourth down coming up.
And that's big because with the two incompletions in a row, BG not only got a stop but didn't have to use a timeout of their own. They have two left here with about 2.5 remaining before halftime. And like you said, they get the ball to start the second half. So if they can put together a nice drive here and score before halftime, then they get the ball again to start the second half. That's big.
Davey and Marshfield to our left now with their heels on about the 30-yard line in BG territory, waiting for the punt from Darren Wally, who's been excellent punting the football here tonight. Snap is high. Wally pulls it down. Oh, and it was almost blocked. It goes sky high. A bad punt here for Walton. It does take a Walton bounce to about the 42-yard line. But, boy, that was great. I think it was Timmy Kinter who broke through the line there, and Wally had to just punt that one straight up in the air. So a great job by BG to break through.
Now, I want to give kudos to Christopher Moyer, number 70 on the BG punt block team defense right there. He heard poison or get away, whatever it was, and he did exactly what every coach teaches and ran off the field. Right to the side.
That, yeah.
Right to the sideline. I love it.
He was not going to be involved in any.
I am not going to be the reason.
No tomfoolery there for him. Smart play. BG's got some time to work with here. They lead 12-8. They're going to hand one off up the middle for Caden Seymour, and he's brought down there by the Walton defense. Max Dutcher in on the tackle for the Warriors. BG leading 12-8 here in a Class D Section 4 football battle tonight. Been back and forth. BG went up 6-0 early in the contest, held that lead for quite a while. Walton was able to answer to go up 8-6, and then that last drive by BG, a long pass, was able to set up the big play, a touchdown catch by Parker Boutisse to give BG this 12-8 lead. And now BG seems content here late in the second quarter to try to run up the middle. Nowhere to go that time for Isaiah Hampton. Clock is moving with 1:40 to go here, second quarter, and BG leading 12-8 with halftime coming up. Bobcats have it going left to right, looking for options. Over to the sideline here. Coach Regas getting the play into Connor Davey. A third down and about 9 to go near midfield. BG going left to right. Davey still communicating, and then we're going to have a false start here. And Davey is confused, looking over to head coach Art Regas. And one of the wide receivers jumped there on the near side. Yeah, false start there for the Bobcats. Those early season woes where you're trying to get everybody on the same page, always a little frustrating. Minute 15 to go here, second quarter, live in Bainbridge tonight, and timeout's going to be taken by the Bobcats so they can try to make something out of this third and long coming up. We'll step away and be right back. Again, BG 12, Walton 8, high school football tonight on WCDO.
Bob's Diner, North Main Street in Bainbridge. We serve homemade hearty meals 7 days a week. We feature an awesome burger menu with unique specialty burgers. Customers love our daily blue plate specials, and the staff is friendly, and there's plenty of parking, too. At Bob's Diner, our homemade soups and chili are served all year long, and our homemade desserts will please any sweet tooth. Dine 7 days a week at Bob's Diner, North Main Street in downtown Bainbridge. And remember, Bob's Back Room for meetings and parties, too. Call 967-3111.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, WCDO.
Pep band out in full force tonight here at BG. Got the cheerleaders. Beautiful night for football has brought out a lot of the community here to watch the Bobcats and the Warriors. BG leading Walton 12-8 with 1:15 to go in the second quarter. Dropping back out of the timeout, a third and long. Davey tossing one up, and no one there. Looked like slipping and falling was his receiver, Kyle Patton. So the only the closest receiver there was a Walton defensive back who couldn't get over there in time.
And again, another incompletion on a fourth down. But BG is lined up like they're going for it.
Boy, they are going to go for it. They toss one up into the night sky, and it is caught for a first down at the 35-yard line.
Wow.
The Walton staff freaking out on the far side. You talked about it earlier, BG just rushing up to the line. Walton was doing it earlier, not letting the other side get a chance to set up. And BG capitalizes there. What a gamble.
That was shocking. I didn't think they were going to run a play. I mean, they got right on the line. Like, they didn't even care about the third down play almost.
He had two wide receivers on the left side. He kind of lofted it up. And pulling it in, again, was Boutis on that far side. So BG keeping it alive. They throw to the right side, and now it's picked off. Walton making him pay again. The run back is good for about 15 yards. And Eddie Salambangan again. It has been his night, and Davey took his helmet off again, and this time the flag comes out with 43 seconds to go in the second quarter. The Walton defense holds strong. Eddie Salambangan, that's his third INT of the night. And so now you turn the tides, and Walton is going to get it back here at the 40-yard line, and just Davey is so upset with himself. Coach Art Regas trying to calm him down here to say you got to get back out there on defense.
They're going to get, I think, another 15 here. Walton is after the penalty on BG, Nate.
Yeah, Davey is just so frustrated.
I think that might have been because he took his helmet off the 15, but I don't know for sure.
That is going to be my guess on that as well. Just something you can't do, unfortunately. Yeah, and it's an unsportsmanlike conduct. So this is going to give Walton, with 43 seconds left, the ball at the 46-yard line of BG as Walton goes right to left. Boy, just back and forth in this game with the momentum. Walton's going to throw to the right side, and this one is picked off by Connor Davey. Answers back for BG. Davey's still on his feet, and he's going to get to the 45-50. Davey wants to run this one back. He's
There's
at the
no
40.
There's no one in front of him.
Nobody can stop him here. Davey to the 10-5, touchdown BG. Connor Davey picks it off and runs it back 65 yards for the BG Bobcats. And this game is just back and forth. Who knows what's going to happen next?
I don't think I see any flags on the field, but the Walton coaching staff is not happy about something. But what a bounce back play right there.
Boy, he was so frustrated with himself, took the penalty, picked that off, and then ran it back. And if this holds up, BG is going to have a bigger lead going into the halftime report, into the halftime intermission, I should say, where we'll have our halftime report.
We'll have the report.
We'll have the report. We'll keep it right here with 22 seconds left, second quarter. Looks like this is going to stand, and BG leads 18-8. Wow.
You know, we talked about scoring a touchdown before halftime. I don't think we could have predicted in that way.
No. Again, BG looked like they had lost all the momentum and that Walton was going to have a chance to score. They throw a deep pass, and Davey was right there to pick it off. And then everyone's yelling at him to go down, make the smart play, and he just took off and used that speed, went down the whole left sideline and returned it about 65 yards for the score. 22 seconds left here in the second quarter, and BG's going to go for two, leading 18-8. And so Davey comes back in here at QB. And it looks like they are going to go for kind of more of a traditional look here on the two-point conversion, Sky.
As of right now.
Yeah. Who knows? We've seen a lot of wacky stuff here in this first half so far tonight. BG with the interception return for a touchdown by Connor Davey. And they're going to go for two here. Davey barking out some signals, and we got a flag on the play. And it's going to be a five-yard penalty against BG. Looks like an illegal substitution here for the Bobcats. And again, early season things, Sky, that are just a coach's worst nightmare. This keeps you up at night if you're on either of these staffs.
You know, I got to be honest, I'm curious on the illegal substitution. They called a timeout. So BG called a timeout before the two-point conversion. So I must have missed something or...
I mean, we are... Our angle here is a little blocked. Maybe we missed somebody coming in. Yeah, somebody snuck in late there. So 22 seconds to go here, second quarter. They're going to go for two again. BG leading by 10 here at this point, looking for this two-point conversion. Two wide receivers split to the left, two to the right. Here's the snap. Davey wants to throw. Throws a fade into the back corner of the end zone and is picked off by guess who? Eddie Salembangen is there again to knock that away on the two-point conversion, and he has just had the number, his number tonight on defense. 22 seconds to go, second quarter, BG 18, Walton 8. We'll be back on WCDO.
The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout the season. Amphenol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition and enthusiastically supports all high school sporting events. Amphenol hopes the broadcast of these games will provide both convenience and enjoyment, and we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town area high school sports on WCDO.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, WCDO.
Nate Lull and Skyler Thompson with you tonight here on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. 22 seconds to go here in the second quarter. I don't know, Sky, at this point, 22 seconds left. You never know what could happen in this game here tonight. We've seen a lot of wacky stuff.
I was just thinking that. I was like, we got so much time based on how things have been going before halftime still.
And so BG will kick it off. It's been a game of turnovers, wacky deflections.
Great kick.
Great kick here by BG. He's going to roll all the way back into the end zone. And this will be a touchback. No chance at a return here for Walton.
He drilled that right between the two guys that were back. That was pretty good.
Very nice kick there by Connor Davey. And so Walton will bring it out here. And we'll see if they elect to really do much of anything here or maybe get into the locker room and regroup. What a turn there, because if you're Walton and you go in down 12-8, you say, okay, you know, we picked them off late in the half, kind of stopped that last drive, let's regroup. 18-8 has a different feel to it, in my opinion.
It does, especially when BG starts with the ball in the second half. And the thing is if you're Walton, you're thinking to yourself, you know, we've picked them off quite a few times. We've played great defense. But a two-possession game to end the half is not where you want to be.
Yeah, Eddie Salembangen with three INTs for Walton as Davey has thrown four total. Walton tried to run it up the middle, and that'll do it here for this second quarter. So our halftime score, Bainbridge-Guilford 18 and Walton 8. We'll be back with our Marabito Energy Products halftime report in just a few minutes. High school football, don't miss it. Second half coming up in a little bit here tonight on WCDO.
What makes a good team? Commitment, dedication, reliability, accountability, and working together toward common goals. You'll find teammates like that at Marabito. Teammates that take care of their customers while encouraging and supporting each other. Learn more about the opportunities to join the Marabito team today by visiting marabito.com/careers. Marabito, where people make energy different.
Barnard's Hometown Hardware in Bainbridge has got you covered for fall. Leaf bags and rakes for the yard, stovepipe, furnace filters, and supplies for the wood stove. Heat tape.